Rabbi Burns had a reputation for liking women. My father was born in Scotland, my mother and my older sisters. And every time I had an interest in the girls, my father says, "Ah, you like the bonny lassies." And then he'd quote Rabbi Burns and say, "Baba, who wouldn't have loved the bonny lassies?" He was set his love to women in scores and scores of poems. It's quite a good hand at prose, too. I'd like to read you a letter that he wrote to Agnes Macclehouse in December of 1787. He wrote it in the kind of 18th century tradition with heroics in mind. But I think he had other things in heroics in mind, as you'll hear from the letter. "I believe there is no holding converse or carrying on correspondence with an amiable woman, much less a glorious, amiable, fine woman, without some mixture of that delicious passion whose most devoted slave I have more than once had the honor of being. Take a little of the tender witchcraft of love, and add it to the generous, the honorable sentiments of manly friendship, and I know but one more delightful morsel, which few, if any, rank ever taste. Such a composition is like adding cream to strawberries. It not only gives the fruit a more elegant richness, but has a peculiar deliciousness of its own. You can imagine, Clorinda, I like the idea of Arcadian names in a commerce of this kind, how much store I have set by the hopes of your future friendship. I don't know if you have a just idea of my character, but I wish you to see me as I am. I am, as most people of my trade are, a strange will-o'-the-wisp being, the victim too frequently of much imprudence and many follies. My greatest constituent elements are pride and passion. The first I have endeavored to humanize into integrity and honor. The last makes me a devotee to the warmest degree of enthusiasm in love, religion, or friendship, either of them or altogether, as I happen to be inspired. 'Tis true, I never saw you but once. But how much acquaintance did I form with you at that once? But of all God's creatures I ever could approach in the beaten way of acquaintance, you struck me with the deepest, the strongest, the most permanent impression. I say the most permanent because I know myself well. Oh, Clorinda, shall we not meet in a state, some yet unknown state of being, where the lavish hand of plenty shall minister to the highest wish of benevolence? Perhaps, though, 'twas better for my peace. You see, I am either above or incapable of dissimulation. I believe it is want of that particular genius. I despise design, because I want either coolness or wisdom to be capable of it. I may take a fort by storm, but never by siege. Your beloved, Sylvander."